Indianapolis is the first American expansion for Bolloré, a French company that allows people to rent small electric cars at one curbside location and drop them off at another, similar to the Pacers bike share along the Cultural Trail. But Bolloré's Blue Indy has been met with tepid Hoosier hospitality. Fred Biesecker is the City County Council's attorney. He says Blue Indy doesn't have the right kind of contract with the city to take up parking spots and curb space for charging stations.
The point is that the Blue Indy contract goes way, way beyond anything that could theoretically possibly be authorized or justified by an encroachment license.
An encroachment license allows businesses to place signs or outdoor seating into public spaces. Biesecker says Blue Indy really should have a franchise agreement, which would require it to pay an annual fee. But David Rosenberg, the mayor's deputy chief of staff, says Blue Indy shouldn't be held to a higher standard.
So it's not an analogous situation. When you look at Park Indy, bike share, you know, the valet parking, the signs, the awnings, all of those have been done with encroachment licenses over the past 15 or 20 years, and so we are merely following the precedent that has been set.
That's just the first debate over the parking spaces. Another issue is the number of parking meters Blue Indy cars can eliminate. The city has a contract with Park Indy to run those meters. A section of that company's contract says it has to be compensated if a certain number of meters are eliminated within the lifespan of its contract. Rosenberg says the city is keeping count.
The 1,000 parking spaces aren't all coming from parking meter spaces. These are all over the county, 200 locations.
Ben Hunter, a Republican councilor from the East Side, says the council should be careful about killing a program that has the potential to attract people to Indy.
I just want to be careful that we're not cutting our nose off to spite our face because some process things didn't go right.
But Democrat Stephen Clay sees it differently.
It could be a great deal, but it was conceived in a silo and delivered with, you know, trauma, blunt trauma, over our heads, down our throats, and say it's a good deal, deal with it.
Blue Indy plans to eventually have 500 cars available for rent in 200 locations, ranging from downtown to the airport. Some of those spots are in popular business districts that have limited parking already, and that's infuriated several business owners. Blue Indy's Scott Prince says they're working with business owners about the exact location of charging stations.
We're collaborating deeply now with neighborhood leaders. We hope the council, and I look forward to briefing everyone to, you know, engage on the parking site locations as well.
But the company's track record on working with businesses is mixed. The owner of New Day Meadery in Fountain Square, Tia Agnew, says Blue Indy came to their neighborhood association and explained everything.
I think that's a really good way to be a good partner with businesses.
But Chris Ely, who owns Smoking Goose Meats on the Near East Side, says he never heard a thing before stations were installed on his block.
This business, for some reason or another, was essentially just given the key to the city, didn't have to go through all those steps.
For now, only demo Blue Indy cars are available to test drive on Washington Street downtown. But in a show of protest, the council is considering having them towed away. The cars are sitting on a stretch of street that's technically no parking. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Ryan Delaney.